pleased to say the great man Greg Alexander is joining us now with thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. filled with real characters. G'day, Brandy.
G'day, Joel. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm going well. I'm just having a little look at this cheeky record, this combination between yourself and Bedsy and also Brad Fittler in the coaching ranks. Now, you're well above the 50% here, but if you can go 7 from 11 with a win here at Suncorp Stadium, you're absolutely flying. How have you felt the lead up to game two?
It's been good, mate. Yeah, apart from, you know, having to shift out of Sydney pretty quickly and find a place to come and spend the week, which is, it's been good. Kingscliff's a good venue. There's an oval nearby, Coogeyon Rugby League footy ground, and there's a gym here at the complex. So preparations have been good. Everyone's fit. There's been no hiccups at the training, no minor injuries at training, which, you know, sometimes you get through the week. Had a good hit out today and Tuesday. We'll travel to Brisbane, Jolie, on tomorrow morning and then get into it, ready to go.
Yeah, Brandy, spotty, mate. You had a really nice person come and have a chat to the boys regards what they went through. Who was it, and did the boys get plenty out of it?
It was a big wave surfer, and I can't remember his second name, Spud. His first name was Mark. But he's a big wave surfer that does it for Red Bull,
yep.
And he spoke about a big injury that he picked up, and just spoke about the fear that he has to overcome to surf the big waves in Hawaii and around the world, and he's down the south coast and almost lost his leg and had to fight his way back to surf again, which he has. So it was pretty inspirational stuff, but he just spoke about what made it easier for him to, pick his life up after all being told that he'll never surf again. And, any of those speakers that we've had over the last 4 years that go through their sport and their challenges and what they have to overcome. Mate, there's always things that the players pick up, and he was quite good.
Yeah, you talk about inspirational. It must be fantastic to have Boyd Cortner in the camp.
Yes, absolutely. And Freddie told me last week that Boyd was going to join us in camp, and then I was a bit worried that, when we moved that he wasn't going to be here, but Boyd got here yesterday, and yeah, terrific to have him. Look, he was a captain of this side when Freddie took over in 2018 and captained the side right up until the game last year in Adelaide, and he's a great man to have around, and most of the players have been involved with him, and the respect's enormous, from all the players to Boyd. So yeah, good to have him here.
Hey, Brandy, we go back to the 20th of August, 1989. This is a game at Campbelltown. You've had a blinder, 2 tries, 37-0. The Panthers beat Magpies. But what that signified that day, it was the emergence of a young Brad Fittler and the type of bloke he was back in those days. If you were to, at that day, have a look at the bloke you're seeing today, who's coaching New South Wales, would you have believed the man he's turned into?
No, but I did see it evolve over the career, Joel. And I was only chatting to someone today about it. When I joined Freddie, and when he said to me at the back end of 17, look, I'm going to be the Origin coach. Do you want to be involved? And, I didn't hesitate.
Mm.
I hadn't been involved with Freddie in terms of coaching. And really, I watched him as a player for the second part of his career, because, he moved on. He went to the Roosters, and I didn't play with Freddie when he became the Australian captain, but I watched the player he became and the leader he became over that period, but still hadn't been involved in any of his city sides or the Lebanon side. So any of his coaching, I hadn't really had anything to do with. And I was, when we got together in 2018, I was surprised, even though we're best mates and we have been chatting about footy for the last 20 years. I thought Freddie had evolved into a good coach. So not just a good leader, but a good coach. And I didn't think that of him when he was 18. Jesus, he was a rat bag.
Yeah.
But everyone grows up and everyone changes and everyone develops at different stages. And, Freddie's now is what he is and done a great job. He's, you know, I, I I rate him. I think he's an outstanding coach.
Yeah, I remember interviewing him for Rival, it was 2GB back in the day, and I interviewed him when he'd first been given the Roosters job, and I just said, oh, I don't know if he's ready, this bloke, but the bloke he is now, I'm with you, I'm so impressed by him. He could have that job as far as I'm concerned forever, but Spudley, Brett Finch says, he's easily the best leader he's ever had, played alongside.
Yeah, he's certainly up there. I was fortunate enough, Joel, that I got graded at Penrith and to meet someone like Brandy and now to work with him at Fox. Brandy was my favourite player.
Yeah.
He was the best player I've ever seen play in front of me. It was all natural. But you look at Freddie, I was also there for his first ever game coming off the bench for first grade. And I'd only just started to come off the bench as well. And he turned Ellery Hanley in left, right and centre, left foot step, right foot step. And I remember sitting next to him and all the media's come in. And I've said to Freddie, mate, make sure you watch your P's and Q's, as if I know what I'm talking about. And next thing, he's captain of Australia. Yeah. And he's gone a great way. But the thing about Freddie, he's never changed, mate. He's never changed. He's a comical person. But when it's time to work, mate, you work.
He's a genuine person, isn't he, Brandy?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and there's still that, there's that element of Freddie, the 18-year-old too.
Yeah.
But just snippets, which makes him, the character that he is today. He's not, he hasn't turned himself into a first grade coach that has lost the personality that he had when he was a young bloke. So he's still got that, but we don't see it as much. God.
Speaking, Brandy, about the evolution of a person, of all those young Panthers who came through, would you say that Liam Martin would have been the least likely to be in this position? And he's been a duck to water. He came back from State of Origin number one. And I thought his game the other week was just like kick hours out. He played that left-hand side position. He was unbelievable. Would you say that he's had the greatest growth out of all those young Panthers?
I guess so, Joel. Yeah. Yep. I think that's fair enough to say. Not by a great deal, but if you're going to pick one of them, and I think Liam, and I think what he got out of camp one, in his first Origin camp and game, we saw that against the Roosters, and that's a bit of belief and self confidence, and I belong, amongst these players, and that sort of feeling that makes you a better player. So, I think there's no doubt that had, out of the Penrith players, the impact that it had on Liam was the biggest. And, you only have to listen to Liam talk about himself and the battle that he's gone through to get where he is. And, I guess, Liam wasn't one of those young players that you thought, oh, there's a State of Origin player, or there's a regular first grader. But he's worked hard and he's tough. He's tough, and he's got footwork. That's a good combination in my books.
Yeah, Brandy. Unfortunately, Jake Jovovic can't make the side out injured, but it gives an opportunity for Junior Paulo to start the game. He's got a massive engine. What sort of game time will he give you at the start? And then, look who's coming off the bench, Payne Haas. Look out.
Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see, Spud. But front rowers normally get 20, 25 minutes. Yep. Depends how the game goes. He might go longer. And there's no point taking him off if he's going good.
Yep.
If he's going good, you leave him out there. And Daniel Saifidi played 32 minutes to start. That was his first stint in game one. And, Daniel plays that about that sort of those minutes for Newcastle. But it all depends on how the game goes and whether you're defending early, whether you've got much ball, whether they're gassed because they are doing that. Just have to see how it goes. And you're right, Payne. Payne's that sort of player that you can, and the interchange plan that we had with Payne was, wait until the first change. He goes on first and then stays on the field. He doesn't come off again. So, the rotation with Payne doesn't, you don't need to put him on and take him off. Once he gets on, that will be it.
Brandy, I'll leave you with this question. This is non-related to State of Origin specifically anyway, and I know you've got to go, but I believe this particular change in the National Rugby League would alleviate many headaches for the NRL. You're a far smarter mind than I. The question I'd say is this. With the sin-binning rule, I believe if we allowed the player to come back on the field, as soon as the opposing team had scored points, you're back on. What do you make of that?
Have I heard people throw that up in terms of the ice hockey rule?
Yes.
Has that got,
yes.
Is it similar? And yeah. Not that I've ever watched a game of ice hockey, but yeah, I guess so, Joel. That sounds okay to me, I think, having not really thought about it that much. Because I know one thing, that unless we've got the same person in the bunker over the eight games, we won't get consistency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jolly, I don't mind that.
No problem, mate.
Okay.
Excuse me. Brandy, I appreciate your time, mate.
Good man. Okay.
Good luck, go the good Blues.
See you, Joel. See you, Spud.
There he is. He's very, very busy this afternoon. I'm pleased to say he could squeeze in a chat with us today. Spudley, Greg Alexander with thanks to Four Pines.